This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. An outlaw couple is on the run, likely in northwestern Montana or already across the border into Canada. Federal officials are scouring the tough terrain near Glacier National Park, looking for a man who broke out of an Arizona prison more than a week ago. Authorities say he's traveling with the woman who helped him escape. Wyoming Public Radio's Molly Messick reports.
It began like this, as reported on CNN.
A manhunt is on.
Three violent felons escaped from an Arizona prison late last month.
Police say the men broke out of a medium security prison in Kingman, Arizona last night.
Authorities say a woman named Caslyn Welch, the first cousin and girlfriend of one of the men, threw wire cutters over a prison fence. Since then, federal agents have been tracing the fugitives from point to point. One escapee is picked up on his own in Colorado. The other two, John McCluskey and Tracy Province, look for a getaway. Caslyn Welch is with them. The move they make is desperate.
They hijack an 18-wheeler truck at gunpoint, drive that truck east to Flagstaff.
That's Deputy U.S. Marshal Tom Henman.
They then get transportation down to McCluskey's mother's house.
That's about an hour from Phoenix. McCluskey's mother gives them money, food, and keys to a vehicle. From there, more points on the map. Amarillo, Texas, and then New Mexico. 5 days after the men escaped, the remains of an Oklahoma couple were found in a burned-out camper. Officials linked those killings to the fugitives. By Saturday night, Province and McCluskey's pictures made America's Most Wanted.
Cops also need you to look out for convicted killers and prison escapees, Tracy Province and John McCluskey.
At that point, all eyes turned to Yellowstone National Park along the Wyoming-Montana border. Tips about possible sightings rolled in. Then, on Monday morning, there was big news out of a little town called Meteetse, Wyoming. Kelly Jo Mahaffey works at a local place called, believe it or not, the Outlaw Cafe. She heard the story this way.
There was three fugitives running around. One got caught this morning up here sitting by the church.
Tracy Province had been arrested, turned in by a local woman who talked to him on the church steps and then saw his picture on television. Phones rang off the hook, and people in Meteetse gathered together.
There's only 350 people in this town, so everybody's kind of panicking and locked and loaded.
Now the search is down to John McCluskey and his girlfriend, Caslyn Welch. U.S. Marshal David Gonzalez has this to say about the pair.
We have learned that McCluskey and his partner will help break them out of jail, consider themselves Bonnie and Clyde.
The most recent flurry of tips is coming from Montana and southwestern Canada. McCluskey and Welch are thought to be armed and dangerous. A U.S. Marshal's spokesman says this manhunt is huge, with over 100 investigators searching for the fugitives nationwide. For NPR News, I'm Molly Messick.